This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey, sports fans, it's Mason Crosby.
And Reese Crosby. If you enjoy football, and brotherly banter, be sure to check out Kicking It with the Crosbys.
Here's some stories from my NFL playing days, goofy conversations about everyday life, giving you entertaining lessons on the pitches across the pond, fun, relatable guests, and what it means to live life on purpose.
New episodes drop every Tuesday and Thursday. Be sure to subscribe to Kicking It with the Crosbys on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I know there's some guys out there who know Yolanda a little bit better than we do.
Well, hey, boys.
Go ahead for it. All right, the drive is live. As you heard there, there is Clint Sterner in the building. Got the taco meat coming out. There
you
go.
A little bit.
There you go. Tyler Milner in the building as well. The drive is live. A lot to get to today, including those of you on YouTube and Twitch. I just know... I have a booger in my left nostril, and I am trying to work. I've been trying for 45 minutes, and I just feel it.
Sit out, damn,
and I cannot get it out.
Look at me dead straight. You, I ain't no booger in there. If it is, it's bloody and black.
It's got to be deep or something. I don't know what it is.
Maybe you got a little zit in there. You pull a hair and have a little zit in there?
I have tried to do everything short of closing one side of the nostril and just blowing out. If you see me... on YouTube and Twitch,
get your napkin,
messing with
G.
it. I mean, I'm trying to get through it.
Get your napkin, get you a good hard blow.
I'm about to get aggressive with this thing.
By the way, is there anything worse than one of those inside your nose pimples that form after you pull
a
nose hair?
Is that what you think that might be?
If it hurts, it just feels like there's something in there. Got your nice little booger in there.
Yeah, nice one. It's lodged
dried
in
up,
there.
It's dried up in there, man. I got a napkin in my bag. You want to try to see if you can dislodge that thing?
I'm going
to
dislodge it. I'm about to give it everything I got.
I want to see it when you get it out.
Stop.
Come on, man.
No, that's nasty as hell. I want to see it when I...
I mean, if it's causing that kind of problem, I want to know who the culprit is.
Clint definitely was that kid who just put glue all over his hands and waited for it to dry.
Peeled it all off.
I had some gap filler on my hands Thursday and Friday last week. I couldn't get it off. I'm surprised y'all didn't comment.
That damn Elmer's.
I saw it. I couldn't get it off.
I didn't know.
I thought you were peeling, so I did. I was like, well, I don't want to say nothing.
My palm was just randomly peeling?
I did. I thought you saw it on your hands.
I was using some gap filler on some cracks on a project, and it was. I thought it'd be a good idea. That it was coming out too thick. You know what I mean? I was spraying. It was coming out too fast, too thick. So to save product, it was about a $4 can. I thought I would use my finger to smear it in the crack so it would go a longer way. Mm. And then I got done, and I was like, boy, this stuff is crack filler. Like, this is like some serious adhesive.
Put yourself in a sticky situation.
Very sticky. Yeah. And I ruined a really good half zip in the process.
Damn. Down the drain.
Oh, no, it's just a work. It's just out.
It's just turned into a mowing shirt now.
Live and you learn, man.
Yeah.
Now to protect me from the sun in the summer when I'm mowing my yard this summer.
Next line coming through, damn bro, WTF, who cares, gross. I just know the audience on YouTube and Twitch is watching, and I know they're going to be like, damn, man, this dude is going to his nose multiple times. What is wrong?
Everybody gets boogers.
I just wanted to get it out of the way. I don't know what this is.
And
all right,
everybody poops.
Again, yes, ladies, again.
I agree with the texture, man.
If you're going to talk about it,
just stick that damn pinky up there and get it, and let's move on, man.
I don't know what you think I've been in here doing for the past 30 minutes.
I ain't never had one I couldn't get.
What are you issuing?
You made that booger your bitch.
I ain't never had one. I ain't.
Boy, two knuckles deep if you got to.
All right, a lot to get to today, including in the 3 and the 5 o'clock hour, your chance to win tickets to the rodeo Friday, March 14th. Journey. Now, this is one everybody. I don't believe there is a person on the planet, black, white,
It is a white folks anthem, though. It is.
No, but I mean, it's just something you can't miss.
I just mean white folks will start belting it out the second they hear that note.
Yep. Right up there with Sweet Caroline. Yeah, it's up there. Shout out to you, those of you on the Jim Adler, the Texas Hammer, text line 713-572-4610. What are other white anthems that white folks will just belt out? I believe Sweet Caroline is there. Cool. I believe Journey is there. Parker Hillis, go ahead and text us in. I know you got one in the holster. I know you're listening. Lauren, I know you're listening. Lauren Sterner, you got one. Linda, you got one. Country Road, that's a good one. There you go. Let's get them in. White songs that white folks belt out. But 3 o'clock hour.
Thunder Rolls has got to be top three.
Thunder Rolls, what's that?
Garth Brooks.
Okay. I thought it was Friends in Low Places.
That's a good one. Like he's got a couple of them, but you're right. Friends in Low Places may be his best. You're right.
That's one there.
He's got a few of them now.
He does. 3 o'clock, 5 o'clock. And I just have one question on Journey before we get started.
That's what the whites used to do.
Please keep sending them in. Are they Montel Jordan? And when I say are they Montel Jordan, Do you have another Montel Jordan song besides the one?
No.
Do you have another Montel Jordan song? This is the only Journey song. I would assume.
I get where you're going.
I would assume that I've probably heard other Journey songs, but if you tell me Journey, like in my mind, I'm like they about to play this 40 times.
Yep.
I know a lot more Journey, but just because of my mom. So, I get what you're saying. Do they have
other popular songs?
Absolutely.
Because Montel Jordan got to sing. He got that one.
Now
you got to get deeper in. Okay, I've heard this before. Yeah. This is Journey. Is that Stevie Nicks? Nope, wrong band.
Nope.
Yep.
Okay. I believe that is...
Who is the lead singer? He's no longer with the band anymore. Who's the lead singer of Journey?
I don't have a name.
He's an Asian fella.
Yeah.
I ain't got a name.
Damn it. How did I say
he can sing his ass off. Yeah. It sounds just like a boy, too.
Text line coming in. Sweet Home Alabama. Another one. Steve Perry. Yes. Shout out to you, Sally. You had us holding us down.
Another female listener.
Yep. Eye of the Tiger. Shut up, Melissa. I don't know if the Eye of the Tiger is one.
No.
I don't feel like that's one that
you think
folks to start to belt out?
Yes.
I would think more so just white folks,
Philly. Yelling out, yes. Oh, I mean, hell, I ain't never stepped. Well, I guess I have stepped foot in Philly, but
that could be.
Oh, yeah. Coming in, Living on a Prayer, Bon Jovi. That's a good one. you get a group of the top side of our. Of our listenership, you get some Bon Jovi, Living on a Prayer, baby. There you go. I've heard that. I was going to say, I have never heard another Journey song.
This topic is about the extent of my music knowledge in this genre, in this era of music. I was straight. Well, I mean, whether you're talking 80s, 90s, 2000s, but yeah, I mean, that's, I would guess 80s, maybe early 90s. But I mean, just that, like I was so either country or hip hop, rap. I mean, some R&B. Like there was very little in between, and every single in between for me, Tyler, was a white folk singing the top of their lungs when it comes on. That is really the extent.
It's good life experience.
I mean, that is where it's at. If it wasn't, get out of your seat and just yell at everybody. Top of your lungs, it wasn't getting much run on Park Street.
Text line coming in, kiss my ass, Melissa. I'm a female listener too. Freebird.
that's a great one.
It's a good
play
one.
That funky music, white boy.
That's a, I like that one.
Welcome to the Jungle. These are ones,
absolutely.
But these are ones like that. I lived in Nashville. I went to MTSU. Yeah. I slid in and tried to get some dubs.
You slid in.
And like Journey was a big one. I mean, it could be country. I mean, Gentleman Jim's and Journey will pop on, and here we go. And I'll be honest, Journey, that one's hard not to just jump on in with. That one's hard.
I got one for you.
Okay, you about to play them. All right, let's hear, because I am. This is dancing. Yeah, someone text in Ice Baby. Baby.
Yeah, that's one.
Yeah, but this. Okay, now this feels
this
like
is Parker.
This is.
It's got Parker written all over right here.
I was going to say Tyler.
Yeah, it's got Parker written all over right there. Up on his toes on the dance floor, getting it. Absolutely.
A little Backstreet.
That's Tyler right there.
Oh, that's hell yeah.
Margaritaville, someone texted. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I get that.
What's the one everybody? What's the one they play at the end of the night at the piano bar?
A lot. Some of them it ends up being Journey.
Well, this is not designated to white folks. I tell you that right now.
Why? Because you like it?
This is Ron.
My whole crew likes it, damn it. Stairway to Heaven, solid.
What am I thinking about? Time to go home.
See you tonight. Okay. All right. Tyler
used the first 5 minutes of the show and put a medley together.
He sure he'll do.
I got the white people anthem ready.
Yeah, Sally said,
White H-Town.
Wild Cherry, Glenn Robinson, Piano Man. Melissa checks in. I said y'all can kiss my ass, Melissa. Okay. I'm just saying what people are saying.
Tyler, which song am I thinking of? End of the Night.
A lot of like, the piano bars the lights, I've been to, it's Journey.
No, it's not. It's slower. Go home. Like time to go home type stuff.
I know what you're talking about. We played it at our wedding.
Closing time.
That's it.
That's it.
It's closing time.
Closing time. I don't know.
That's not what I'm thinking of. I'm talking like an old. It's old like Sinatra or something is what I'm talking.
New York.
Yes. I think that's it. What's the words right there?
What is the news?
Start spreading the news.
Yeah, there you go, Frank.
I think that's it. That's what I was looking for right there. Looking for that and discovered another, Tyler.
A number one king of the
That's it right
hill.
There. Yes.
There you go.
Yeah.
All right. 3 o'clock hour. We have gone completely off the rails, and I don't mind it. That's, I believe, what has gotten us top 20 of all afternoon drive shows of the country. And when I say top 20, I mean 20.
The top-ranked show in the city.
Apparently, we edged out 21 by 2 points. So 20 right there, that gets us there. All right. 3 o'clock hour, you'll have a chance to win a Journey and really enjoy a good night of white anthems coming up on March 14th. It didn't jar it at all. All right. Some news coming out of the NFL that could affect the Texans. The latest one here, and I want to get you all's thoughts on this on the text line, those of you on YouTube and Twitch, Clint and Tyler as well. Sources say that the Jets are continuing their overhaul as they bring in their new head coach and changing up their entire staff and going in a new direction. They are releasing their wide receiver, who they traded a ton for in the middle of last season, Davante Adams. He is going to be on the block. Clint, we've talked since the season ended. One of the priority spots for the Texans is another receiver or two to go along with Nico Collins. Because right now it's Nico, it's John Metchie, and it's Hutch. How would you feel? We saw Debo was going, and we know you really liked the Debo thing. I did too. Many of you didn't. Some of you did. What about Davante Adams? 32 years old, will be 33 in December. How would you feel about that potential move? Because I got to believe there's got to be at least a conversation if the Texans were in on Debo Samuel. I would at least believe they've turned over a stone to look at that one. What's your thoughts on that?
Well, I don't think it's even remotely close to going to happen. I don't think they're going to even entertain it. But
you don't?
But no, I do not. But I do. I do like the thought of pairing him with C.J. Stroud. As importantly, pairing him being Davante Adams with Nick Caley, right? I mean, a lot of the guys that we talk about, Diggs was one of them. Cooper Kupp would be one of them. I think Debo Samuel would be one of them. These are all guys that you need to move, you need to get creative with, you need to create for them, right? And that's great if you've got a good play designer and a good creator and somebody that has the feel and the ability to call those plays, right? If you want to simplify things for C.J. Stroud and Nick Caley, you put Devontae Adams opposite Nico Collins. Now, what you have now is you've got two guys, big-bodied players on both sides of the quarterback, and you're daring the defensive coordinator to close the middle of the field and add an extra defender to the box to stop the run or to stop the receivers over the tight end over the middle or whatever. You're daring them to do something other than a two-safety type defense right at that point, because you've got two guys outside that can beat you over the top. You got one that's probably the best back shoulder catching wide receiver we've ever seen in Devontae Adams. You've got guys that in one-on-one can win physically underneath with the slants, the quick game stuff. And I would say that you're really playing, it's a move to me that would really be playing into C.J. Stroud, the pocket passer. We want to talk about C.J. Stroud and the legs and this and that. C.J. Stroud is not a guy that you design around his legs. C.J. Stroud is a guy that in a perfect world, you set his ass back there 7 to 9 yards behind the center in a nice clean pocket, and you let him cook. You let him dice it up.
The legs.
It would simplify things for Nick Caley. It would simplify things for C.J. Stroud. It would play into the strengths of C.J. Stroud. And I think it would be an unbelievable compliment opposite.
So you
Nico
like
Collins.
You like the thought of it, like that would. That's
you know, assuming the money, because I mean, look, he's damn under, near.
Yeah,
he's
not
damn
not
near
the
making,
money, but what you?
Oh yeah, could I like Devontae Adams in Houston opposite Nico Collins? Absolutely. I could get real good and turned on over that. You roll those two guys out there. I think C.J. Stroud gets better. Nick Caley, the biggest gamble that you've made. Probably to damn sure in the D'Amico Ryans era, the biggest gamble that you've made is Nick Caley coming in as the offensive coordinator. He gets better. Joe Mixon gets better. Your offensive line again gets better, because now you've got guys that, hey, I dare you to show me pressure and you know, vacate the half safety to either one of those, either Nico's side or Devontae's side. Yeah, play man in the red zone. You got guys that can win one on one. But with their body, not with necessarily speed, so it ages better than a lot of what wide receivers do. So yeah, hell yeah.
From the text line, is another Stephon Diggs without the attitude. Ending in 7-2. Expound on that. Give me a little bit more of that. What do you mean by that? That he is aging, or somebody that is productive? What do you mean? What do you mean? I'm just trying to get a little bit more from that text.
I encourage everybody to go back and when New York got hot last year late in the season, look at some of the way he was playing, look at some of the catches he was making. Go back and look in 23 with the Raiders when he wasn't, you know, with a knee issue. Some of the catches that he was making with freaking Aiden O'Connell and whoever else throwing the football to him. Yeah, there's just I could get real excited about another big-bodied receiver being here with CJ and Nick Caley. Yes.
Real quick, from where you started, why do you think you don't have, like, it seems like your percentage level and thought that this could happen is extremely low. Why after everything you explained about the fit and how that would make this offense look, why do you think they wouldn't be involved in it if they were involved with Debo?
Well, I think he's going to command $25 million a year.
Ooh, you do?
In a multi-year deal. And I don't think Houston's going to commit to that.
32, 33 years old, you think Devontae Adams still gets that?
I mean, he was 22 and two contracts ago. He was 28 this contract a year. I think he's probably going. I think he fetches 25. I think he fetches 25 a year with the way the league's trending. Everybody's getting paid more. I think he fetches 25 a year for 2 years. Yeah, I mean, I don't know what the market looks like. Obviously, the market, whoever needs a wide receiver of that level, it'll come to fruition.
But you think it's money in multiple years?
Yeah, I wouldn't be opposed to it. I wouldn't be opposed to it. I mean, you got a steal in Nico Collins' contract right now, and I mean, you overpaid Dalton Schultz and Laremy Tunsil. Those are the two guys that are eating up your cap space on the offensive side of the football. Everything else is very reasonable. Yeah, I mean, I think there's room.
If it's 1 or 2 years, then that's maybe something that they may be into. All right, coming up, the Rockets played the number one team in the West, and they gave up 51-2 who I believe will be the MVP, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander. How do we judge last night's game? How do we judge that? We'll discuss that coming up next.
Hey, Houston fans, I am so happy.
Live from the Mokarem Injury Lawyers Studios, Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
All right, Tyler and Cheryl, we're going to need you all hands on deck to keep us updated. We will get to the Rockets, but apparently, according to KHOU 11, news in Houston, we have...
I just saw your freaking tweets.
We have a cow that has escaped at the rodeo, and it was last seen running away from NRG Stadium.
Hey.
Towards OSD.
Old Spanish Trail,
Old
by the way.
Spanish Trail.
So if you're over NRG Way on that anywhere near Old
loose.
Spanish Trail, look out. And I'm gonna tell you.
There's video footage because I need to figure out who this black fella is. I don't know what this big burly black dude tried to run beside hey. As Clint called him Dirty Red, hey. The cow,
it's
and he
red,
just got
red
taken.
Ball,
oh
man.
My God! You watching the video, Tyler?
No, I
he got taken
that.
Down. He's on the side of him trying to be some hero,
hey,
and he
cow,
gets run over.
First of all, this is a grown ass cow,
that's
folks.
A grown
this
one.
Ain't this ain't the what do they call that when the teenagers and the middle schoolers get out there and they get in the square and they pull them cow back into the calf scramble or something?
Yes.
He ran over those cones.
This
too.
Ain't no calf. This thing is a set of horns short. To being one of them, you see the bull riders get on. This is a big fella. And
I'd have got my car, Ron, and went home.
That's
chasing him down.
Hey, that old dude you talking about right
look
there.
Look at this. What is wrong with him?
I know. He probably beat up a few people in his time, and he thinks he's pretty
he's
tough. And he thought, let me get on. Let me see if I can't catch this real bull. Yeah. He didn't realize how strong that thing was.
God, dog.
And that cone
point,
got him.
Yeah,
too,
he's
man.
Skinny. That's a skin. That's a skin shin right there.
Only an H-Town, man. We got a cow on the loose.
Honest to God, I don't know where Randy, whoever it is, I need somebody to let me know when we have captured this cow.
Last spotted on Old Spanish Trail.
He's running away from NRG.
We got
what
an APB on a cow, folks.
He's dipped. Ladies and gentlemen, last seen running. We've got Dirty Red the cow. Last seen running.
Hey, I don't know who the black gentleman is you're talking about that tried to for some reason, like he was going to put the bull in the head. I mean, the cow in a headlock.
Yeah,
like he
was
going to wrestle it.
Down.
He was going to. He been watching them boys at the rodeo. That bull wrestling. They jump off that horse and wrap around his neck.
It's going to hit him with that Dusty Rhodes bulldog.
He was going to do it off. He was going to do it off of his feet. And Ron, man. they done made him. They done made him the.
You know how
when they post a link on social media?
Yeah.
It started out just a picture of like the cow or a picture of rodeo cow on the loose.
Yeah.
Now they've got the picture of old boy after he's fallen off the cow's neck and on his way to the
there
ground.
There has to be a camera footage on this. Somebody needs to be going live.
Do we have a
somebody.
Chopper?
No, I'm serious. If he's left NRG and he's dipped towards Old Spanish Trail.
Be vigilant out there, y'all.
Where is he?
There's video of it. That one that's on there, it's posted. He's running.
Where is he taking a stop to?
He's northbound on Old Spanish Trail. Be vigilant.
Oh, imagine if you were driving right now in your Toyota, your brand new Toyota Tundra, and you saw that damn cow coming? Hey. What the hell?
Hey, I'm gonna tell you, we got to get this. We got to get this black fella on with the fellas. We got to get him on the line on the phone.
Please.
I mean, that's got to be what.
Because I need like the same thing, and this might date some people. The same thing Jay Leno asked Hugh Grant when he got stuck with that hooker. I want to. My first thing is, what were you thinking,
Ron? I think he's got a much better chance if he doesn't hit that cone. He hit that cone and it was over. This has
got
to be
no
this,
chance.
Hey, now he know he knows what it's like to try to tackle
you see
Derek
that
Henry.
Hump?
He knows
you
what it's like.
What you about to get, man? He's got no
that's
chance.
What he was going to grab onto. Now he knows what it's like to try to tackle Derrick Henry.
Good God, man! Derrick Henry would have went the other way.
you could say that this cow is moving. Damn, and I knew you were going to do that to me. Son of a bitch. I thought that was a damn good one.
Why did you do that to the show?
I thought it was a good one.
We were just having a good time.
He's moving.
And now your team went the second time.
He was moving.
Who was moving? The guy.
Well,
I think his name's Greg.
The older gentlemen that were in the road were moving out of the way. The cow was moving.
I am glued to this story. There has to be some. Someone said TSU and U of H are on lockdown because of a runaway school. Is that true? Because I'm going with it. Have they locked down TSU? Are there some elementary schools near and stuff? Some kids are out for recess. Probably not a training. Miss Roberts. Oh, my God. Honest to God, I'm serious. How do you catch him?
You get some guys on horses, number one.
With lassos.
We got to get some of these guys from the rodeo.
You don't run along next to him.
Well, I get that. Yeah, I figured that. That was, I mean, what kind of person? And he, Jen, and I'll just say this aloud, since we're rolling. He generally does not fit the profile of what you're thinking would happen. But what would possess you to say, I got to go run him down? I'm gonna be the
trying
one.
To be a good Samaritan.
I'm gonna be. It's like when somebody throws a ball in basketball to a 5'10" guard under the basket. Okay, so then what are you gonna do once he catches it? What are you gonna do once you arrive there? How are you going to get him down? That man is lucky that bull didn't. That he didn't get around his neck. That bull liked to kill his ass.
There ain't no question. It could have trampled all over his ass. There ain't no doubt about it.
Oh, man.
Oh, that's funny. That is good.
I'm serious. If this cow is still, he's caught by now. This is 21 minutes.
I don't know,
ago, right?
Man.
Like, unless he's just.
I wonder if he's stuck to the roads and the highways, or if he's gone off road.
Well, they said it like he was, like they said he's last seen heading towards Old Spanish Trail, like he evaded police or something.
He did.
Straight up APB.
He evaded police and that black guy, Eric.
All units. We got beef heading south.
Somehow Eric's going to get in trouble for this, for making that cow panic. Damn it, Eric. What are you doing, man? It's all your fault. He risked his life.
They had to get that cow to be under the Texans next year to lead them out. Him and Eric leading out the Texans.
I want to know who put that cone out there, Eric.
Them high school students that do the calf scramble, they got a chance at some practice right now. Get out there, kiddos.
The craziest thing to what Texas said, hey, Ron, there are black cowboys. Listen, I'm going to shear you. I don't believe this.
I don't think
fella,
he was a cowboy.
I don't believe this fella's one of the black cowboys.
I think he was a parking attendant that stands out there and directs traffic and said, let me see if I can't catch
that
one.
I think he's somebody that has faced somebody like a Suge Knight before and thought he had it. The best line is Clint said, I think he'd have had it if he didn't have those cones.
Got in the way.
Coming up, the Rockets. That's next.
Live from the Mokarem Injury Lawyer Studios, Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
All right, welcome back into The Drive. We will keep you updated on Dirty the Cow. I haven't seen anything. It has clearly gone viral. I am seeing news organizations all over the country pick this up. And this cow running through.
Somebody stop that man! Here comes.
And by the way, those of you on the Jim Adler, the Texas Hammer text line, you all are fools who are making Texans comparisons with this cow.
What? I haven't seen that.
This is the best running game we've seen at NRG since Arian Foster.
Damn.
Coming also, somebody let Damian Pierce study this film for next year. Damian Pierce. Damian Pierce would dodge a lot of bigger black guys right off and knock them over off as he's running through.
We couldn't run the ball.
Come on, guys. The cow went through that guy like it was Kenyon Green. Guys, come on.
That's a good one.
Stop laughing that hard, Tyler.
Keep them coming, please.
Maybe my favorite. Somebody said they saw Bun B on the loose trying to hunt him down for fresh Trill Burgers tonight. At the rodeo.
100% certified fresh, ain't it?
I mean, fresh. Sean G says, I'm Team Cow now. Let him out.
Run, buddy, run.
Oh, God. All right. Last night, I want to get your thoughts. I saw some people text some things in before the coverage of the Cal started, which we will keep you updated on. Last night, the Rockets played the Oklahoma City Thunder, the number one team in the West. SGA, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, is the leading candidate for MVP, and he did not hurt that last night by scoring 51 on the Rockets. But the Rockets clearly had a ton of guys out, Clint. Like we said before we left that Fred and Tari Eason would be out. They did have a day off on Sunday after playing the Kings on Saturday, but they do have a back-to-back playing OKC last night and then the Pacers today. But there was no Şengün, no Amen Thompson, who I wasted all my breath and energy about him really stepping up with guys being out. Obviously, no Fred. Dylan Brooks set it out as well. They didn't play Steven Adams either. So they had a lot of their top, maybe six or seven guys in the rotation out of this game. We saw Cam get some run. We saw Reed Shepard get some run in this game. What was your takeaway, if any, from yesterday's game?
Well, look, I think first takeaway was I had a real solid underdog entry, rocking and rolling, and two of the guys that was in my entry were in sweatsuits that were not tearaways. Didn't have the Rocket logo on them, if you know what I mean. Amen Thompson and Alperen Şengün did not play, obviously. I think it was a get-well game. I think it was a game where they're playing all these back-to-backs. Their style of play is absolutely ridiculous, given, you know, the wear and tear of an NBA season. The youth, I think, doesn't allow these guys to, for lack of better phrases or terms, listen to their body along the way. And I think some of those guys are probably physically starting to hit a little bit of a brick wall here. And I think Ime Udoka is trying to manage that the best that he possibly can. So, you know, that was my thought when I looked up and saw who all was having to play. I mean, look, you had Reed Shepard, Jock Landale. I mean, these guys were starting in the game. So, obviously there was a decision beforehand made, like, hey, man, we're shorthanded, two, we're beat the hell up. Let's use this as a get right, a get healthy game.
And see, that's where I kind of had an issue with. Is this happens? This happens around the league. Now, this was pretty big, Clint. You don't generally see, you know, five, six guys just out like your top guys. And what I did not like was, and this is maybe one of the first, or maybe one of the few times I've had an issue with decisions I feel Ime Udoka's made, and that is, all right, you got a back to back. You're coming off a day off yesterday, on Sunday, excuse me. And you play, to me, this is a big game. This is OKC. This is late in the season. Your team is kind of struggling anyway, kind of coming down the stretch. You really, to be honest with you, you kind of want to start putting the streak together and winning some of these games before you flirt with the thought of maybe dropping into the play-in. I don't think they will. By the way, that lead is now four over the Warriors and the Clippers after yesterday's loss. But to me, it's like, all right, we got a back-to-back. We got the Thunder and the Pacers. It seemed like the game they punted on was the Thunder game, because we already see the injury report out now. Clint, Amen Thompson, he ain't even on it. There ain't no game-time decision. He ain't even on it. Şengün, he ain't even on it. Tari Eason, he ain't even, he may be on it, but at game time, no, he's not even on it. Only people who are on it is Jock and Fred VanVleet, and they're not going to play.
Yeah.
All the other guys are going to play and going to be available tonight. And my thing is, yo, man, if you're going to choose one, hell, play the Thunder. Go get a challenge. Go play the best team in the West and go and try to get that game. And when I say it, to me, it felt like they had no intention, Clint, and trying to win this game. And the kicker is Jalen Green's in the game. And they say, hey, man, your night's over at 3:49 in the third quarter.
Oh my God!
He didn't play the final quarter and at the end of the third.
Yeah.
They got the lead down to six. It was 112-106 with just over eight to go, and they just shut Jalen Green down. Like they were like, "Hey man, we ain't even gonna try to get this one, but we're gonna load up try to get the Pacers." I didn't like that. That just doesn't seem to be what this team has been about and is about. You know, just in terms of hey, man, we're a tough team. We fight. We all of that. And they just punted on this game. And they're going to try to go like hell and beat the Pacers. But hell, man, challenge the Thunder. I couldn't even get over to the point of saying, hey, man, Reed Shepherd showed us some good moments.
Yeah.
Cam had some good moments, whatever. They just didn't try to win the game.
Yeah. Yeah, no, they definitely threw the towel in on this one. There's no doubt. There's no doubt about that. I'll be honest with you. I tuned out when I saw what was going on. I think I watched the majority of the first half. But I was unaware of that they pulled Jalen Green out at in the third quarter. It seems like that decision there is a little trivial, right? I mean, it was obviously an in the moment decision. I don't know if he tweaked something or what the heck was going on, but I think. You know, I'm typically not a load management fan, obviously, which you know. We've talked about multiple times. This is one for me, man, where I don't know if they have much of a shot. I mean, much of a choice moving forward down the stretch, Ron. I mean, I just don't know. With the way that Şengün plays, with the way that Amen Thompson plays, with the way that Tari Eason plays, now obviously Tari's an exception because he's not playing back-to-backs anyway because of the injury that he was dealing with. The way that a handful of these guys play, I don't think they're going to last. I don't think these young guys know how. Like Dylan Brooks is a guy that knows. To me, when I watch Dylan Brooks, it's like he knows when to get uber physical and kind of when to kind of manage that. Even when not his minutes, but when he's on the floor. Like, you look at Şengün and you look at Amen Thompson, it's like, it's all gas, no break all the time. And the only way for those guys to get any level of rest or any level of recovery is to take the uniform off of them. So, I just don't know if down the stretch, if these guys are going to be available and fresh enough to give yourself a chance in the first round. I don't know that Ime Udoka is not going to have to do this more times than just this time.
Yeah, I guess for me, it's just... Why the OKC game? I mean, you're going to want your team to be. I'm not saying the Pacers stink,
right?
But this is a team that, hell, you hope you may run into if you face them in the second round or something like that. I didn't love that part of it. That was odd to me. But we'll see, and they'll. They'll run through everybody. I know some of y'all don't want to hear this. LeBron James, he's played three straight back-to-back. 40 years old.
LeBron's a kid in a candy store right now.
Foot and ankle. He's played three straight.
He sat out the All-Star game, though, and Şengün did, and Şengün played hurt.
Yeah, he did. Text line coming in. Rockets.
His 20th kick. And Shingun's first.
Rockets can't catch... the Thunder anyways and probably will play them in the playoffs, who have an amazing coach and team. They don't need to show anything. Guys, we're past needing to show anything. No confusion. They're not holding plays in football. They're holding plays back. Like I don't know, man. Maybe I make it too much out of it. I just didn't like that as the fabric of what type of team they've built themselves to be, to just kind of just chuck up the deuces and give that one up in every single way possible. And when you're saying they're not going to catch the Thunder, yeah, I'm not saying they're going to catch the hell. Nobody's going to catch the Thunder. They're 10.5 up on the Lakers or the 2 seed. But they got some teams running behind them. Like, yeah. Like, I don't think it will, Clint, but it is like it is now on the table with this stretch that the Rockets have been in since even dating back to before the All-Star break. That they're in a position where it's on the table where this thing could get hairy, to where they're in the play-in, and they're not automatically in that top six. Like they're that's where that is.
So let's see who goes tonight. Let's see who goes tonight. Yeah, I saw the report. It looks like everybody is. but we'll
we want the Pacers. We want
the Pacers. We'll go get them. I'll make a couple bets.
Go make the Pacers. Did your boy hit? We gotta address you. That was pathetic last night. No, he did not. Because he had a putback. I think he scored the first bucket. He scored
four real quick. That's what I was saying. When I was watching it, he wasn't on the floor hardly at all in the first half.
Yeah.
I don't know, him and Jalen Williams were two guys that I also had in that yep. Which, by the way, underdog canceled. Jalen Williams wasn't on the floor much early on, and he played 1 minute early on in the game, but now he killed it in the second half and ended up getting, I think, 20-some odd points.
What are y'all talking about?
Hartenstein, man. Afro-German.
No, what's his name? Putback. Dr. Putback.
Yeah.
Dr. Putback.
Nah, he didn't. But that's what it was. It was weird. Like, it seemed like both teams last night, to some degree, with the exception of obviously the MVP, who he obviously is playing for more. He had 20 points in the first quarter, ended up with over 50 SGA. But, like, it seemed like both teams were load managing to some degree. I don't know if it was a reaction to what the Rockets were doing.
Maybe, yeah.
Or what, but they didn't. I'm paying attention to what Afro German's doing because he was. I got a bet going here, and all of a sudden he disappeared off the floor for an extended period of time. And I'm like, what the hell are we doing here?
Yeah. All right. Coming up, we'll keep you updated on the Bull update. If you have any updates, you can text in on the Jim Adler, the Texas Hammer text line, 713-572-4610, or on YouTube and Twitch. And we'll look at some of the Texans offseason and realistic moves that could be on the table. We'll discuss that next.
Yeah.